Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code? 29223. 29223. And your name?
Darlene Pritchett. Or I don't know if y'all have Adams.
How do you spell that last name?
Just try Adams.
For security, would you confirm the address?
2016 LeGrand Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29223.
Nope. Could there be a different name? Or a different address, maybe?
No, that's the address, 2016 LeGrand, LEGRAND Road.
Okay, I don't have that at all. May I ask what you're calling in about?
I'm calling because I did a survey, and then they were supposed to send me a free gift back in January. Then, like, 2 days later, they charged me a $49.97 fee. I called and spoke to a representative and told them, I don't know what it is. And they said something about a membership and they were supposed to cancel it. And I told them I had already disputed it with my bank. And they told me to cancel the dispute with my bank. I said, no, just cancel the membership. But I see that somehow they sent over something to my bank as if it was a valid charge, and it wasn't, because it was supposed to be canceled when I called 2 days after they billed me to $47.97. On top of, I haven't even received the gift in which I did the survey for. So I'm calling for them to reimburse me my $49.97 that they have billed me, plus the $7.47 that they were supposed to just charge shipping for in order for me to receive my free gift that I never received.
So in order to assist you, I do have to locate an account. Do you have the first six and last four of the card we charged?
I don't even know if I canceled that card after that, because I didn't know who was charging me. So I don't remember what the last four of, you said the last four of the card?
Mm-hmm.
Try 2913, 2913.
Confirm your address one more time.
2016 LeGrand, which is LEGRAND Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29223.
Gotcha. So there's a typo in your last name. It's on AFAMS instead of Adams.
Oh.
That's why I couldn't find you. So I do, in fact, have the account located for the Wi-Fi booster with the Gadget membership. It was a sweepstakes offer. I'm showing your account is in chargeback. I'm showing your financial institution did not drop the dispute that was filed, which is why your account is now in chargeback and frozen on our end. So there is no additional charges coming to your account, but because you never dropped the dispute, we will not be able to issue a refund, unfortunately.
Why?
Because when you investigated the charge with the dispute process, it does give a mark on the company, unfortunately. With that, it does actually freeze the account in question, and whatever your financial institution decides is what's going to occur with this account. So with the financial institution honoring the company's billings with the terms and conditions, the account is frozen, so there will be no additional charges from the company, but what is there is there.
So you saying because I filed a dispute
and did not have it dropped as Miss Jody advised.
Okay, so now it's up to my bank to dispute it and to reimburse funds for it.
Well, they've already disputed the charge, ma'am, which is why the charge is reapplied to your account. That's called a chargeback. It's the final resolution at that point.
What do you mean a chargeback?
So once you investigate a company, they give you a temporary credit while they turn over terms and conditions for everything. Once those terms and conditions are turned over, if the financial institution decides to honor the company's charges, they give the charge back to the company, which places your account in a chargeback process, which means it's frozen on our end. There wouldn't be anything we would be able to do additional because you took it out of our hands.
Okay, I'll call my bank.
Is there anything else for you today?